Bitter cold air will continue today across the eastern part of the U.S., but it is expected to gradually abate. This morning, we did see the temperatures cold enough to produce frost and freezes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico coast in Louisiana and Florida's panhandle. Damage was done to some of the sugarcane that's produced in Louisiana, with temperatures there running 24 to 28 degrees. Now, none of the citrus areas in Florida were negatively impacted and should not be negatively impacted as we go forward through the next couple of nights. It'll be cooler down that way, but not cold enough to cause any serious damage. Now, as far as the corn and soybean producing areas is concerned in the Midwest, of course, the biggest concern and question is whether or not the bean pods are going to stay attached to plants that haven't been harvested because of all the cold. We could see a greater amount of shattering. There's not that much bean left to be harvested, but there could be a little bit of damage in a few spots. As far as the corn crop is concerned, all is well, and we expect to see the warming tendency coming up over the next several days to help to stimulate a little snow melt. And if we can get rid of all the snow across parts of the Midwest in the next few days, perhaps we can firm the ground up during the short-term bout of more tranquil weather, and perhaps some farming activity can take place, including the harvest of some of this corn that remains, as well as soybeans. The majority of the Midwest will see pleasant weather for about a week. Now, late next week, there will be an opportunity for a new storm system to work its way across the upper parts of the Midwest and in the northeastern part of the plains, and we might see some new snow accumulate across some of those areas. Other than that region, I don't think there's going to be too much in the way of meaningful precipitation in the heart of the Midwest, and so field work hopefully will be able to resume at some point down the road. Again, it's going to take a longer period of time for those eastern heavily snow-covered areas to lose the snow and firm up enough to support farming activity. In South America, the situation continues to look quite appealing for a Brazil production year, even though there's been a lot of discussion about delays in getting the crop planted this year. It is going into the ground and doing so fairly close to the five-year average. Now, some areas are in worse shape than others, and there has been some significant delay in farming activity, but rainfall is improving in Brazil. We're going to see that continue as we go forward through the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and there should be enough moisture scattered around to support all of the farming needs. Now, with that said, there's going to be a period this weekend into next week that southwestern parts of Brazil will turn drier biased once again, but these areas have seen already a significant amount of rain and will get a little bit more before the drying trend evolves. That should prevent that region from becoming a bigger concern, and I think crop development and farm activity will likely advance normally. Northeastern Brazil continues to be much too dry, and those areas will stay that way through a big part of the balance of this month into early December. In Argentina, there's some dryness that's in the southwest part of that nation. We keep nibbling away at some of the dry bias, but there's definitely some areas that need a significant amount of moisture to support soybean and corn planting, as well as sunseed development and other crops. And this moment in time, it does not look like there's going to be a good general soaking in those areas, at least not for a while, but there will continue to be some scattered showers that will be supportive and prevent the dry biased areas from expanding to a greater extent. In the rest of the world, we're still watching a couple of areas which are phenomenally dry, including eastern parts of Australia, which are now approaching their three-year anniversary for this very serious drought. We're also watching dryness in eastern China, which is also continuing to prevail. This has been about a five-month event, and it looks like it's going to continue into December. There's also very dry conditions from the southeast corner of Europe through Ukraine into Kazakhstan, and these winter crop areas are also not as well established as they could be, and there might be a little bit of greater risk this winter for some winter kill if conditions get too extreme.